She came back to herself to see Zirid standing beside an open-topped Armin speeder. It was just sitting there in the middle of the street. His face twisted with concern when he saw her expression. His straggly beard and wide eyes made him look like a religious fanatic.
"Are you all right?"
he asked.
"What's wrong?"
"Nothing. I'm fine. It's just... fear is everywhere. The air is full of it."
Zirid nodded, his lips pressed together and forming a soft line of sympathy.
"I'm sorry you have to feel it, Aaron. Everyone on Coruscant knows what the Empire has done to some conquered worlds. But if they were going to do it here, I think they would have done it already."
"It's only been a day,"
Aaron said. But still, she hoped he was right. A squad of Imperial fighters flew high overhead, the unmistakable hum of their engines cutting through the morning silence. Zirid climbed into the speeder, stripped its storage compartment of 4 protein bars, a pair of macro binoculars, and 2 bottles of water. He tossed a bar and bottle to Aaron.
"Eat. Drink,"
he said, and ducked under the control panel.
"What are you doing?"
Aaron asked him. She guzzled the water to get the grit out of her throat, then peeled the wrapper on the bar and ate. The speeder's engine hummed to life, and Zirid popped back up from under the instrumentation.
"I'm taking this speeder. We can't walk all the way to the Jedi Temple. Get in."
He must have read the look on her face.
"It isn't stealing, Aaron. It's abandoned. Come on."
She climbed in and strapped herself into the seat. Zirid launched the Armin into the sky. They made rapid progress. There was little traffic. Zirid flew at an altitude of about 0.5 kilo. For a time, Aaron looked out and down on Coruscant, but the rubbled buildings, smoldering fires, and black holes in the urbanscape wore her down until it all began to look the same. When she realized she had become inured to the sight of the destruction, she sat back in her seat and stared out the windshield at the smoke-filled sky.
"The temple is ahead,"
Zirid said, coming around.
"There."
When she saw it, her heart sank. A hole opened in her stomach, and she felt as if she were falling. She extended a hand to the safety bar and held it tight to keep from falling.
"I'm so sorry, Aaron,"
Zirid said.
Aaron had no words. The temple, the Jedi sanctuary that had stood for millennia, had been reduced to a mountain of smoking stone and steel.
The destruction wrought by the Sith on Coruscant generally had left her pained.
The destruction of the temple left her gutted. She had to remember to breathe. She could not take her eyes from it.